Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. In the August 21 Toronto Star, an article regarding voting irregularities stated, the Liberal candidate in Calgary Skyview in 2021 was George Chahal, who did win the seat, but was fined by the commissioner for his conduct during that election campaign, a $500 penalty for removing his opponent's flyers from doors in the area. In the last Oro-Medonte election, a mayoral contender did not win the seat, and he was actually documented on camera removing his opponent's flyers from a resident's door. Other than losing the election, however, he received no penalty even though the township has an integrity commissioner. It said, "What's good for the goose, you know the rest." A new mayor was soundly elected and some residents felt that result was justice served. No complaint was filed with the commissioner. But I guess some folks don't learn from their mistakes, or they're self-delusional, or they're poor losers. That same individual recently claimed that the winning mayoral candidate was guilty of filing false campaign expenses. Turned out the claim was unfounded and frivolous. In both of these cases, the politicians involved displayed the same disrespect for the electoral process and their personal lack of integrity, but the consequences of their actions differed under the banner of justice. Justice must be seen to be done, comes to mind. And, of course, we have the latest and greatest political faux pas, in a continuing series, by Premier Doug Ford and his team of political misfits, yes, the Greenbelt fiasco. How can so many politicians, regardless of their political stripe or level of government, profess that their actions are simply mistakes, not dishonesty or a lack of integrity? And, no surprise, when they're caught red-handed, they deflect or confess and claim that the same thing will not happen again. Really? Fool us once, shame on you. Fool us again? Nobody was fooled and, ironically, that saying was first used in 1650 by Anthony Weldon. Yes, he was a politician. Alan Baker. Oro-Medonte.